Where are the men in black? There used to be a time when we talked about UFOs, men in black were also part of the conversation. What has happened? The topic seems to have dried up. Nobody knew if the men in black were humans or something else. When people had important UFO sightings, sometimes men in black would come to their home or office and threaten them if they spoke about the event. I remember one person who was told if he spoke about what he saw, his bones would land up in the desert. One can imagine how many UFO sightings were affected by this. A man named Albert Bender is credited with being the first to encounter the men in black. Why they always dressed the same way is very strange indeed. The incident occurred in Bridgeport. Many claim the men in black were actually part of some government agency, but witnesses have stated they didn't seem to be human, even though they did look human. There is a theory which states some extraterrestrials have the power to mask their appearance and look just like us. Bender had organized the International Flying Saucer Bureau in 1952 and it became so well known, a famous World War I flying ace, who was very famous at the time even joined it. He was the famous Eddie Rickenbacker. Einstein was invited to join but said no. Bender began to feel he was being watched and bad things started to happen to him, such as a decline in health, and he claimed a strange man with glowing eyes was following him. He said he received a message in 1953 that the aliens wanted to make contact with him. Something happened and he was told to stop talking about the aliens and UFOs, and three men paid him a visit. They were all men in black. They questioned him, and later Bender had said they were not from this planet. Eventually Bender had to shut down everything. He did this because of the headaches he constantly had, and the feeling he was being followed wherever he went. That is the first recording of a men in black occurrence. Even before that supposed first sighting of men in black, there was earlier ones that dispute Bender as being the first to see men in black. In 1947, in Washington State, two harbor patrolmen saw a UFO over Puget Sound. A man dressed in black warned them not to discuss what they saw. They were described as acting mysterious and never looking directly at the patrolman. In 1976, a UFO researcher got a call. The caller claimed he was from another UFO organization. The man asked if the researcher would be willing to share what he had found out. The researcher did just that, and after the phone call, a strange man appeared at his door. The man was dressed in a black suit. The researcher noticed immediately that the man at the door had no eyebrows. His skin was very pale and his lips were redder than anyone's he had ever seen. The man told the researcher to watch and took out a penny, which began to change color and then disappeared as he watched. The man then warned him to destroy all of his research or else. When people get these kinds of threats, there is often two different reactions to them. Most of the time people will obey because they are scared, but at other times they will rebel, and there have been times where this has happened and the person was found dead under mysterious circumstances. One of those people was Philip Schneider, who had been involved in an alien attack. He was on a project and digging deep into the ground when the head of the digger unit got stuck, so he went down to see the problem and encountered greys, and since it was a military mission he was on, he was armed. Shooting broke out and part of his hand was blown off before the military was able to rescue him. He was told never to talk about what happened, but refused to listen. The brakes were tampered with on his car, but he survived and kept appearing and telling his story. Then it happened. He was found dead hanging in his home from a piece of barbed wire. It was called suicide, but when the coroner examined the body, he was said to have found there were marks of medical tubing around Schneider's neck, indicating he was strangled before being hung up on the wire. Are the threats real which were made by the men in black? It would seem maybe they are, but we don't know if there are more than one type of men in black. Some suspect some are aliens and some are humans from those government agencies. Would both types, if they exist, actually kill witnesses which do not obey their commands? There is no way to know the answer to that question. One thing I have never bought is the idea the men in black were just a figment of people's imagination. It seems when people want to discredit something they play the hallucination card. It seems impossible to me everyone who has been contacted by men in black has imagined it. This seems absurd on its face, and yet that idea was pushed for years. Could the men in black have been aliens? The idea is there are many different races visiting this planet, and some even look remarkably like us, and others have the ability to change their appearance and fool us. Many have said they noticed the men in black moving very strangely, and that seems to be one of the giveaways. There are those who insist the men in black are real and those that believe this is all nonsense. They think the fact it has not happened very much or at all lately proves it was not real. I guess they are thinking, why would it stop? There could be a very rational reason for this to have stopped. That reason is the extraterrestrials want more exposure now. Look at what has happened lately. The government has allowed the release of videos showing UAPs, and it admits the videos were taken by US Navy men. There seem to be far more UAP sightings than ever before, as if aliens want us to know they are up there. Perhaps all this is related because there is going to be a big reveal soon. The difference now is it seems both sides want the information to get out.